Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a mom of three kids, ages 2, 5, and 7, and I live in Southern California.
And I'm Megan. I am the mom of 5 kids, ages 6 through 17, and I live in Michigan. This is the Mom Hour, part of the Life Listened Network. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 47 of the Mom Hour. I'm Megan Francis, here as always with Sarah Powers. Hey Sarah.
Hey Megan, how are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. I've got a question for you.
Okay, what is it?
What are you wearing right now?
What am I wearing? Ooh. I wish I could tell you something really stylish or like really racy, but actually, I'm looking down at myself. Okay, I'm wearing a pair of kind of fun, like patterned leggings. I am wearing a Fabletics t-shirt. I hardly ever wear t-shirts. I have to tell you that. Like, I hardly ever do. But tonight I have a rehearsal, and the rehearsals lately have been very physical and a lot of, and kind of sweaty.
Yeah.
So I'm, and I didn't really have to go
freely. Anywhere.
I need to be able to move freely. So today I'm t-shirting it up. Like, it's kind of like this cool baggy t-shirt that I got for free with my Fabletics points. Now this is starting to sound like a Fabletics ad. It really isn't, but I did get it for free because I have bought so much crap from there that I had like 900 points or something like that.
Nice.
Added up. And then a cardigan that I got like at a little boutique in town. I got the leggings at the boutique too. That's
nice.
About it.
Awesome.
I mean, I have underwear and bra on too, but I don't even know what they are. I could not tell you right now what underwear and bra I'm wearing. So,
but for the record, listeners, she is wearing undergarments.
How about you? What are you wearing?
I am wearing.
See, now you knew you were going to ask this question, so you probably wore something really stylish.
No, it's very everyday. So I'm wearing jeans that are like faded black jeans, which always I can't tell if they're like dorky or a little edgy rock cool. So I decide that they're a little edgy. So they're like, they were black, but they're like faded black and they have little zippers down by the ankle. And then I'm also wearing a super soft t-shirt, which is my new favorite. Again, kind of like a baggy soft t-shirt, but it's cute. It has like a little cutout in the back. So it almost has like a slightly low back, but not enough to show bra strap, just enough to be like, party in the back. Interesting.
Okay.
So jeans and a t-shirt, basically. But if you haven't figured it out, listeners, we are talking about style today. So that's why we thought we would launch right in. We're going to do a two-part series, which we enjoy doing. I feel like we should let listeners in on a behind-the-scenes secret, which is every time we do a two-part podcast series, it isn't because we're being really clever about, you know, having a series. It's because we record back to back. And the only way our brains can do that is to talk about the same thing.
That is so we are absolutely true. We have a lot of stuff coming up this next couple of weeks, travel and other things that are happening. And so we just needed to condense. We wanted to spend extra time together today. So
yes. So now you know, when you hear those part ones and part twos, it's really just us binge recording and then breaking it up into two. So this is episode 47. We're going to talk about style and also shopping, where we shop and how your style evolves as a mom. When you get in a rut, where do we look for style inspiration? Obviously, neither you or I are style experts, but we wear clothes. We do wear clothes. So that so there's that. And then next week, episode 48, we're going to talk about like skin and hair and also kind of style routines. Like literally, how do you do your hair? Like what time of day do you shower? Kind of like how do you put this together, assuming you want to try to. So both you and I have been through the stages where it's not even an option to care about how we look because there's like boobs and spit up and all of that. And now that we're kind of on the other side of that, I think it's fun to talk about how our style has evolved and how it looks now. So
it is fun. I have to say that I was doing a podcast with Shayna Dragalis, if anyone remembers that. That was called The Style Hour. It's on hiatus at the moment. But see, Shayna is a real fashion blogger. Like she actually knows what she's talking about. I do not. I was always sort of like the peanut gallery on that show. And I know I've heard from a lot of you who really want us to bring it back. And rest assured, Shayna and I have no plans to go away completely. We're probably going to blend it in with something else, like another show, and just have her on as a regular guest because we both love doing it. But, you know, schedules and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This will be a little different because I think, Sarah, you and I are a little more similar in that we like to look good, but we're not thinking about it all the time. Like, that's not what we do, you know?
And I think we both like – are a little bit careful about how much money we spend. So we're like looking for deals. We're shopping at Target still, but might splurge on something for the quality. So yeah, I think we're kind of in a similar vibe, except for our weather. Absolutely. Our weather circumstances are quite different.
Are very different, yes.
Well, let's just kick it off because you told me that you went shopping lately. So we are recording this. If you're listening to this far in the future, know that we're recording in April. So even in colder places, people are starting to think about spring and even summer. I live where it's perma spring and summer. So tell me what you got and where you went and what kind of like what you're thinking lately for clothes.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, I'm going to San Diego this weekend. That's part of the reason that we are recording early and together, two together, because I have a work thing I'm going to there, and you know, it's going to be like in the 70s and I haven't even pulled those clothes out yet. A lot of the stuff that I usually would wear, is getting a little ragged, honestly, the dresses I've been wearing for years now. And also, this is kind of a semi-professional environment. I'm not going to like a conference where I can just look funky or wear, you know, I kind of feel like I have to fit in a little bit. So I wanted to get a few just slightly more professional, biz cash type outfits. Mm-hmm. So I assumed I would just go find some dresses because that's such a mainstay for me. Like I just feel like dresses are an easy go-to look for me. They're flattering. It's easy to, if you don't exactly know like what you're getting into as far as how other people are going to be dressed, I feel like dresses always work in some way, you know? But I have to tell you, I went to Target and I just didn't really love any of the dresses. I am about 10 pounds heavier than I was last time I went dress shopping. I think that makes a difference because the shapes that I would usually pick, you know, aren't as flattering.
Well, and there's a lot of kind of like flowy boho right now, isn't there?
Yeah, and you know, stuff without like a real defined waist, I need it to be kind of form-fitting and have structured. A really defined, it has to have a defined waist. If it doesn't, I just look super sloppy. So yeah, there's like a lot of, like even the dresses that have a gathered waist, the waist is kind of like just an elastic thing.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it just, and there's like a lot of fabric around it. And I felt like that was not flattering on me. So I ended up getting several cute, kind of flowy tops that I probably already honestly had pants. I ended up getting a pair of leggings, but they're like a little dressier, you know, more structured leggings. And then I'll kind of feel the crowd out. And depending on how other people are dressing, maybe wear with nice jeans, you know, one with nice jeans one day and one with like leggings another day, maybe even a skirt if I can get it to work. But I don't know. It's funny because I feel like I'd had this sort of thing in mind, this mindset going in, like this is what I'm gonna get, and I walked out, and when that happens it always throws me off because I don't I expect to walk in and buy two dresses and then walk out and be done, and I like, oh, I don't like any of these dresses, but ooh, I like these tops,
right?
And so I totally had to change up my state of mind like in the middle of it. So it was but I got some really cute shoes. They have some really cute shoes at Target right now. I had kind of gotten off of Target
for a while. I tend to skip by it because I'm getting old lady-ish about how comfortable I want things to be, and I feel like sometimes at that price point, and I'm also a true half size, I'm a true 7.5, and sometimes
that makes it tough.
Sometimes things either don't come in a half size or just are sized weird. So
I think for me, like if it was a like a heeled shoe or a boot or something, I wouldn't even look there. But I mean, if it's like a thong sandal, I've had pretty good luck. So I got a pair of really cute thong sandals. They're kind of metallic, have kind of a zip up the back and like a gladiator, ankle. And then I got a pair of small, tiny wedge heels. The wedge is so small, it's not even really a heel, you know?
It's like a kitten.
It's like a premature baby kitten. So, and it's got, you know, and it's got like a toe strap and it's a metallic too. So I'm kind of rocking the metallic. So that's, I just went shopping. And I just did my annual buy a bunch of bathing suits and return almost all of them spree. Because, as I've said before, and maybe we haven't said it a lot on this show, I'm in a retail desert. Like there is nothing, there's really no shopping around me. There's a Target, there's a Kohl's, there's a Penny's.
Right.
And I usually put most of my outfits together from those three places, but I don't shop that much. No, we don't even have an Old Navy. It went out of business.
Old Navy's one that is sometimes in strip malls that can be a good Target. Just like when you get tired of Target, I feel like.
But to me, Old Navy is super overwhelming, and half the time, the stuff I'd get there fell apart anyway. So
yes,
I agree
with the falling apart.
Yeah. I had started to kind of get off, stop going there anyway, and then they closed. I liked it for kids' clothes.
Yes, good for kids' clothes, and good for disposable, like when you know it's going to fall apart, but it's just a one-season kind of trend.
Right.
I want to circle back to something about you shopping for this trip, because I think this is something that's been helpful for me, because I just didn't do a lot of regular shopping for so long. And needless to say, when you're in between pregnancies and nursing, it just like, whatever, we all know your body changes. It's not even fun. But in that 8 years, I think I got in the habit of the only time I would shop would be for a trip or an event. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it can actually be kind of a good way to figure out like, okay, well, I'm shopping for this event. So I have a like you have a predefined event and style, but it does kind of force you to get out there and buy some things that may or may not guide you toward what you're liking lately. Like, oh, I like this look of a flowy top, or because I feel like sometimes that's all there is. Like, I feel like I just shopped for, you know, a Christmas party or a trip there.
The nice thing about shopping for a trip, if you're going to get like 2-3 outfits, is that then you've got it kind of, you've got some stuff to work with. And I feel like a lot of times, I know I did this definitely when I had little kids and babies, and you know, a trip to Target was like this big ordeal. And I would just kind of like run and like scan the clearance rack really quick, or throw something in my cart. And then it was kind of this mishmash, right? I'd get home and just have just, what is this top and what am I going to wear it with? And I hadn't really thought it through because I was frazzled, you know? So that, I think that's the benefit of doing shopping like every couple of months in a big, you know, in a big, or however it looks for you, whether it's at quarterly. I think for me, it comes out to be about quarterly, that I'll go and actually just like lay down some coin at Target or wherever I go. If I happen to go to a mall, I detest malls. Like, I really despise them. I'll go to one if I have to. And then I'll usually try to make it count. Like, I really like Banana Republic clothes, but to go to a Banana Republic usually requires going inside of a mall. I will drive to get to one of those malls where the stores are all outside so that I can just park in front.
I didn't want to bring it up because it just sounds like I'm bragging, but not only am I not in a retail desert, I've lived in Scottsdale and Orange County, which are both like ridiculous retail heavens, like Meccas, people destination shop. And at least 50% of, there are some nice indoor malls, but at least 50% of the malls are outdoor. So I wasn't just going to throw that in your face.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
But you know what? It's funny how little I shop for having lived in those places where there's ridiculous shopping, you know?
Yeah.
Especially department store. I mean, like there's, I have 5 Nordstroms in Orange County. I literally think there are 5 within 10 minutes of me, but I don't, you know, a Nordstrom has beautiful clothes, great return policy, good sales. But I never go. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just our habits.
Let me say something really quick about that. I mean, I kind of think anytime you're dealing with like a mega department store, and I mean like a Macy's or a Nordstrom, where things are tend to be grouped by brand or designer or sometimes price point. And I haven't really quite cracked the code on that yet. But I can find that very overwhelming. Unless I have a certain brand I'm really loyal to, I'm not going to spend hours digging through racks and trying to figure out what I like. So that would, I mean, even if I lived near one, I probably wouldn't shop there very often anyway. Maybe it's online, like maybe do some online.
Unless you pop in often, like anything. I mean, you can, just like when you go to the Salvation Army often, you know how to look for the good deals. It could be Salvation Army all the way up to Nordstrom. You train yourself to look for, you know, your style and your price point. But yeah, for the record, I don't really probably make use of the shopping that's around me. But I'm with you on indoor malls versus outdoor malls. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
So how do you think, if you could think back to like pre-kids, I mean, I know pre-kids is also, we're talking about there's been style changes in terms of what's the look. But do you feel like how do you feel like your style's evolved? Not just from kids to post kids, but like say in the last 5 to 10 years, do you feel like you're going toward a different look? I mean, you and I are both between 35 and 40.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've gone in a specific direction or just gone away from some of the, say, younger?
You know, I would say I wear a whole lot. I think in my 20s, I wore a lot of like jeans and t-shirts. And it was kind of like that real young sort of casual look, I guess, is the only way I can put it. And I think I've gone toward a more mature look in some ways. That said, I still wear really casual clothes. You know that I'm trying to live in leggings, basically.
Yes.
It's not worked out quite yet. I mean, there are occasions where I need to not wear leggings, but I mean, I'm kind of going in that direction. But even then, it's not casual all the time. I might have athletic pants on, and I often will wear athletic leggings, like yoga pants or like those, you know, yoga tights or whatever, and have a nice top on. And people will compliment me. Like, they have no idea I'm wearing athletic pants because it just looks like an outfit.
Right.
So I would say, I think it was when I started going to conferences and things that my wardrobe just became a little more professional. And then with that, I think that my overall look just started to kind of change. And I also started to feel like I couldn't really pull off, you know, walking around in like sneaks and sloppy jeans and slogan t-shirts as well anymore. It just didn't, not that I think there's women in their 40s and beyond who can totally pull that off. And I always felt kind of goofy. I didn't even look good like that in college, really.
Well, I know something, and you might be able to relate to this too, but I think for a long time I equated casual with either sloppy or cheap or both.
Yes.
And I'm finding that one of the ways I'm like the direction I'm heading is not to get less casual, because I, you know, I live on the West Coast. It's very casual. I'm still home most of the time with three kids, but actually to pick nicer casual pieces. So like when we started the show and I said what I was wearing today, I am wearing jeans and a t-shirt, but the t-shirt was actually not cheap and I have fewer of them because it's so soft. It fits super cute. And I feel like it's a casual t-shirt that is like a statement piece almost. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally know. And so t-shirts are not all the same.
Right. At all. Right. No. Yeah. And but so I think that's interesting too, that it's not always like a style evolution, but like a quality. And I mean, again, I think you and I do the same thing where it's a lot of Target and then a few pricier pieces where it's worth it. But I'm finding that I'm willing to spend more. I think in the past it was like the casual stuff was just in my mind. It just was going to be cheap because it's what I wear just around the house. But now I actually may want to spend more on stuff that I feel really comfy and cute in for my daily uniform, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might actually be more likely to go cheap on a dress for a one-time event instead of the other way around.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And it's funny because I think also spending more can be a little relative. Like for a long time, especially when I was a few pounds lighter and it was easier just to buy whatever and make it work, I was wearing, you know, jeans from wherever, Old Navy or Target or wherever I was picking them up. And then I decided, well, I think my jeans need an upgrade. A good pair of jeans makes a big difference. Yep. So I now pretty much cycle between three pair of jeans. One is when I got like at a boutique downtown, and I can't remember the brand now, except I remember Shana was so proud of me because it was a real brand. I'll try to look that up
in the style. Yeah.
And actually I have the pants behind me. I'll go grab them while you're talking next and see the brand. But and I have a couple pairs from Express, which are not expensive jeans, but they're more expensive than the ones I was wearing. And I have to say it makes a big difference. They're comfy. They come up to the right place in my stomach. Like they've got enough stretch. They've lasted. They're flattering. Agreed. And so sometimes spending a little more can really just be a little more. Like that $10 or $20 increment can make a big difference. And we've had really good luck just watching sales and still being able to get stuff for around the same price we'd spend if we were paying top dollar at a really cheap store. You know, for that amount. And so I totally agree with you. And t-shirts, like, yeah, that's true. Like I wouldn't say I wear t-shirts the way I wore them 10 years ago, which was I would literally, you know, when you walk into Target and there's that sort of shelfy thing.
Yeah. With a bunch of stacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would just go, ooh, I like that color. I like that color. I like that color. I like that color. And that was basically the basis of my wardrobe. I would throw a cardigan over it to look sassy some days, but, I'm not really doing that anymore. They didn't fit as well. They don't fit as well now as they did, or maybe they never did. I just wasn't paying attention and I didn't care because I just wanted some clothes to put on my body, which is very true or very possible. Right. But you can get really cute fits and better quality and everything else. And, you know, sometimes I hate to say it because I don't like to spend a lot, but brands can matter. I have a tank top that I want to say is Banana Republic. I think I've had it for 15 years and I wear it to sleep in. I wear it all the time and it's starting to get little, like tiny little holes that look like a mouse have been nibbling on it. You know how that happens?
Yes.
And I'm so sad because they don't make it anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to replace it.
No, I agree. So, and I think I've mentioned this on another show or maybe in just in my mind, but the older I get, the more I appreciate like softer cottons. Like I'm becoming like a grandmother. Like it's, you know, like the feel of certain things just feels better on your body. So that again, kind of ups the price point. This t-shirt I'm wearing right now is from Lucky Brand, which is a mall store. And I actually love Lucky. I used to think Lucky was really like Western, like cowboyish. Like when Lucky came out when I was in high school, I think it was all the jeans. And it was just the jeans that were really popular. Yeah. And then like I feel like what they put in the storefront looks very Western to me. Like, cowboyish or like a lot of chunky turquoise jewelry, which isn't really my thing. But
weren't they those jeans that had like bling on the butt for a while?
I think everywhere did that. I don't think that was a Lucky thing. If anything, okay. I feel like theirs are more kind of classic. Like
Brady. Yeah. Okay.
I'm thinking of a different brand. But the, if like going inside, and again, it's expensive for sure, but like the, just the random individual pieces, if you don't look at the cowboyish ensembles, I have some of my favorites. I have like a really cool tank top that has kind of like a silk screened flower on it that just mm-hmm. is kind of funky. And then this t-shirt, and they're, and they'll last forever. But yeah, this was probably like, a $40 t-shirt, maybe at least. So it's not, it isn't, but it's my favorite shirt. I don't know.
That makes a lot of sense
on that one.
You know, another thing I wanted to mention is two more things that just popped into my head while you were talking. I think I've become more thoughtful about the colors I wear. Mm. And maybe that's just something that has taken me a while to figure out what colors look good on me and what ones I could just mm-hmm. pass up. And, you know, like pastels just don't look good on me, and that's okay. I don't really need to wear pastels, but they just don't. So that's okay. I mean, some do. There's always, I think a coral looks pretty good on me, but a lot of like real light blues and things, like I always thought, oh, blue is probably my color because I have blue eyes. And the, right. But no, I mean, there's a lot of variation in those colors. Like olive green and mustard yellow look great on me. And I never really would have thought that.
Right.
So, and like browns and like, I have a kind of this brownish taupey looking army jacket. It looks great on me. So like certain colors, you start to kind of pick up patterns and that's something like I'm drawn just as much to the color of something now as anything else about it, which is, I think, different. I don't mm-hmm. think I used to shop that way. Mm-hmm. The other thing I think is different that I don't do as much as I used to is I used to try to dress around my perceived body flaws, mm-hmm. like to cover them. Mm-hmm. But then what you end up doing is just kind of covering everything and looking sloppy. So again, with like the defined waist, mm-hmm. you know, I don't have a really tiny waist, and I have a, like, if I gain weight anywhere, it's in my like lower poochie area. It's not mm-hmm. really your waist, but it's kind of that between hips and belly button, I guess. And I mean, I used to kind of try to hide that or camouflage that, or, and it's really hard to camouflage that, mm-hmm. but also accentuate like my butt, which I think is pretty great. So sometimes you just kind of have to make a decision, right?
Right.
And I think sometimes it makes more sense to wear things that like draw attention to the parts you want to, even if that means also drawing some attention to the parts you don't.
Right.
Because you can't always do both at once.
Right.
And I'm okay with having not a perfectly flat stomach. I mean, I'm not even saying not perfectly flat. I mean, not really anywhere close to flat. Because when I look around, nobody around me does either.
Right.
And I feel like I was in this sort of, delusion for a long time that other people had very different kind of body than I did or something. Right. And now I'm kind of looking around going,
oh, well, and we were kind of trained in that, in like 17 magazine to like, or, you know, Glamour or InStyle or whatever in our teens and 20s that like, here's your body, here's how to dress for it. Right.
Yeah.
So that takes,
and I think sometimes those basic rules work. And sometimes, you know, you have to do what's for you. Like you have to do what actually looks good on you. Everybody's different. Like, for example, I have kind of, like the apple on toothpicks type of body. Like I have really skinny legs and then bigger in the middle. And I look like my effect is overall slender. Like if you just look at me, you know, like it's funny. I wish you could see what I'm doing. I look like a scarecrow right now. I'm holding my arms out. Like if you could just see me from afar with my hands like out, and the effect is like a slender look. But I don't have little tiny arms. I never have. So I like the way they look. But like I don't – something like that, like – if something says, oh, you have great whatever, show it off. Well, just because my body is a certain way on the bottom doesn't mean it fits the formula for the top.
Right.
My legs are much skinnier than my arms. So it's like – and I don't mind that. I don't feel like it needs to be skinny. Like skinny I feel like has kind of become this word that's supposed to be something we want, and I kind of hate that word. But you know what I mean? Like if I was trying to dress for those formulas and those features, I think I would make I would miss out on some good looks.
Right.
Just put it that way.
Well, one of the
it was a very long-winded way of saying, like, we all have stuff we'd rather, you know, we'd like to change about ourselves if we can, but we can't.
Yeah. And I think what that comes into is shopping habits, like we've been talking about, either always going to the same colors or always going to the same rack. And one of the kind of tips I was going to offer, is to go shopping with somebody that you don't normally go shopping with. In other words, if you're always cruising the mall with your best friend, then this probably wouldn't apply. I had a girls' trip about a little over a year ago where I really was in need of some clothes and went shopping and had one friend just pick stuff out. And I kind of made a little list of like, these are the things I think I want. But she was like a friend that was just outside my, like, wasn't an everyday bestie, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, just picked stuff out and be like, try this on, try this on, try this on. And for most, like, whether you're a full-time working mom or you're at home, like, a girl's shopping trip is not gonna, it's not probably something you're doing every weekend. Certainly was not something I was doing very often. But I swear, this has been like 14, 15 months since that trip. I'm not only still wearing things from that trip, but I feel like I would now go and try on things that I wouldn't have, because I was with a couple of people who were like, oh, try, you know, like, why not this? Or you never go in, why don't you ever go in this store? So we get so much in our ruts that I think that's one really good way to do it. And also, I think we should talk about online shopping. I mean, people are, tons of people are doing Stitch Fix. You and I have not, I don't think you've ever done it, have you?
Nope. No.
I have not either. But you've talked about sites like ModCloth and some other online shopping that if it's just to get you out of the Target, Old Navy, indoor mall regular and just to try something different. Sometimes it just takes like one purchase to be like, oh, I never thought, like you were saying with the body type or whatever, like I never thought I would go this direction and I did. So I think when you've been in yoga pants or leggings or a mom uniform for a while, it's like hard to know where to start, but breaking out of that, I think, can be helpful. I don't know.
And I have a love-hate relationship with online shopping. I mean, for things like swimsuits, I have to do it because I have to wear a one piece. And nobody, I will say though, when I was at Target yesterday, I did notice they've really upgraded their one piece selection. They must have gotten the program that just because someone wants to wear a one piece doesn't mean they want to wear like a, you know, a skirted
or a Speedo, tankini, like a swimmer's Speedo.
Or a Speedo, yeah, or like a super athletic swimsuit. So that's getting better. But for a long time, I mean, I would try stuff on. It was terrible. So I started shopping online. And I actually, you know, like the first year, I think I got a Land's End suit and it was fine. But it's still a little matronly. I wanted something a little, I don't know, a little more risque, I guess. I decided to show some skin at the beach or the pool. So I ended up going to stores I never would shop at, like Urban Outfitters. Like, that's not in my, you know, milieu. I'm a little old, I think. I've never been that cool. Right. That's not my thing. But they had really cute, kind of sexy one-piece bathing suits. So they did. Anthropology had some good ones. I'm trying to remember where else. ModCloth, I kind of go back and forth. They have this great retro look, and I've already got one of those. And it's hard. The suits that they have that aren't that retro look, I don't like as much. But it, you know, it's so dependent on what you like. So I ended up ordering from a whole bunch of places and then I had this big try-on session and, you know, last year I ended up keeping the one from Urban Outfitters. This year I ended up keeping the one from Urban Outfitters. Oh, and Victoria's Secret. I got one from there too. They have good suits and those are just places I usually wouldn't shop. Mm-hmm. And gosh, to not have to go to 8 different stores to try on swimsuits, which is like demoralizing anyway.
Right.
And not to have to look in that terrible mirror and everything else. It was nice. I really liked, and my husband's right here and I can just walk around and say, hey, what do you think? And then you get a chance to like jump up and down and see if anything falls out.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. That's also important. So.
And look at yourself in a mirror. That's like a real mirror. Like in your, that you have like, you know, it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
The weird mirror.
The problem with online shopping for other stuff, I find, unless you really know the store. Mm-hmm. And really know your size in that store. The vanity sizing has gotten so out of control. Like where now a small is basically what a large was in some brands. Mm-hmm. And in some brands, a small is a small. And it's really, really hard to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I've gotten, you know, and then you have to deal with like shipping it back and I'm terrible at that.
Yeah.
So anyway, those are the two sides. I do think it's a good option if you're good about sending stuff back on time and you can kind of, you have a basic enough idea of what will look good on you and what size you probably are, or you're actually going to measure yourself, which I'm sorry. Who even has a tape measure laying around? Do you?
No. I would be.
You know, you go to the sizing guide and you're like,
I'm thinking about that. I probably only shop online at places where I know my size from shopping there in person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Like otherwise it would be hard. Well, let's talk really quickly about the Stitch Fix phenomenon, if only to say that we haven't done it. Why haven't you done it? I mean, it seems to be all the rage.
I don't know. Because I'm not much of a joiner. I do my own thing.
Yes, you're
really. That's my only reason. I think I just saw so many people doing Stitch Fix that I was kind of like, ugh. And it, also for me, I don't know that I like the idea of someone else picking my clothes out for me, which is kind of dumb. And I probably should just try it. I also saw several. Go ahead.
Oh no, that part doesn't bother me. I almost kind of like that because I think I don't make.
Yeah,
I think other people make better decisions than I do.
I think sometimes. I could like it or not like it. Like I think if they sent me something great, I'd love it. But I feel like I'd be anxious about it the first time. Like what if. I don't know. I also read, I think I had read a few people's Facebook reviews that weren't super happy with several boxes in a row. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I mean, that's just an awful lot of returning. I will say, John and I have a great, he like really likes to go to UPS and the post office. Like it's a fun thing for him.
Does he go to the actual UPS store?
Yes, he goes
to the UPS store. That's where I go because I refuse. I don't go to regular post offices. I like haven't been to one in 8 years.
Well, it's yeah, it's a totally different experience. It goes to UPS when you can. It kind of depends how they ship it to you. Yes. If they ship it to you via postal service, right. I think you have to return it that way. But so we have like a little system down now where I'll have like a little pile of returns and I'll print out the thing, you know, and stick it on the pile. And then he goes in because he likes to run errands. And so that's one of his errands and he'll run and return it. I guess I was just freaked out by that. Like I didn't want that to become a thing.
Well, I know. So, and I mean, when you have like a history of having a package that needs to be shipped for 8 months and it's still in your garage, like I have, I think we're scarred by some of that. I do think returns are getting easier for all across all brands and all online shopping. It's good.
That
it
is getting,
so it doesn't scare me as much. I think the thing with Stitch Fix for me is I'm always like so suspicious of anything that seems like it's there to trap you into spending money. Like remember like Columbia Records or anything, anything that like wants to trick you into. No, I have no problem saying no. And I'm just pretty frugal. So I feel like I would get a box every month and whether I liked it or not, I'd be like, I don't want to spend the money. I mean, I don't shop monthly. I don't spend the X amount a month on clothes usually. Now, maybe I do. If you average out, you know, if I go shopping every 4 or 5 months and average it out, then I guess I spend a certain amount per month. But for me, it's more of a little bit of like a financial grumbling. Like I don't want to get roped in to shopping every month. But
no, I know. And I think for me too, like you kind of also just hit on something a little bit. Well, it's not what you just said, but it made me think of something I wanted to say, which was that I think for me, I don't like malls, but I do like shopping. So for me, part of the fun is seeing something and be like, ooh, I love that. And then buying it. And I sort of feel like someone's sending me stuff. It's like, it's like your grandma buying you clothes. I don't know. And I mean, I'm sure that Stitch Fix would do a better job than my grandma, but I'm just, I don't know. I just, there's some element of joy that is taken out of it for me in that situation. So
I agree.
But maybe the element of surprise would be worth it. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Well, people love it. And I'm sure we have listeners who love it. But I do think it's interesting that neither you and I were.
I know. Well, one of us will probably cave now and try
to opt out of trends. Okay. So I have another kind of fun question for you.
Sure.
Well, I have two more and then we should probably wrap up. But is there a look or like a style or even just a piece that you wish you could pull off but can never pull the trigger or that you kind of aspire to and just haven't gone there? Like I'm thinking of, in my mind for myself, I'm always way more like bohemian, like hippie than I really am in real life. And I'm always, or retro. Like I can go either way in my mind. I would love, you know, like the boho Anthropology kind of romantic look or like a super cute vintage retro look. And that's like always what I feel like I'm aspiring to. And then here I am in jeans from Ann Taylor Loft and a t-shirt. Is there, do you have any, like,
similar.
Do you wish you were more punk than you are or any like?
No, I'm too punk for my own good. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not very punk at all. But okay. So remember back in, you know, back in the days when we read like YM and Mademoiselle and all those magazines and they would always have you take that little quiz and it'd be like, what's your look? And I always wanted mine to be like romantic. That was always one of them. And I always, and I would try to feel like, how do I answer this quiz to rig the results so that I end up, so they tell me that I'm supposed, you know, supposed to wear the romantic look. But I look back and I mean, I'm sure there's exceptions, but almost every time in my life I've worn something roughly or super floral or flowy. I just look dumb. I look bad in long skirts. Yeah. Not a good look for me. I look bad in fluffy dresses. It's just, it doesn't, like, it doesn't work for me. It's not that, it's not my body. It's not any of that. It just doesn't work. And I bought this dress, this is a good example of this. I bought this dress at a boutique. It was adorable. It had, like, all these little birds all over it. It had a very sort of 40s-esque fit, but not 40s enough to look like a costume. I think if you put a 40s costume on me, I would look adorable. But it was just kind of suggested, and I probably would have worn it with like Keds or something and ridden a, you know, like a bike with a basket on it. That was kind of how I pictured myself. And every time I put it on, I looked so dumb. I just couldn't. Like, my hair didn't work. Nothing worked with this dress. And I have found that when, like, on the flip side of that, a couple of weeks ago, I bought this very form-fitting faux leather, not really a biker jacket, but it kind of has like that, it's like a motorcycle jacket. Like, it has that slim fit and it hits like right at the hips. Da, da, da. It looks fantastic on me. I get compliments everywhere I go. Yeah. I like that look, that very structured, almost a little hard sometimes. Like, I feel like clothes that are a little hard look good. I don't even know how to, like.
No, I know what you mean. And you
angular
have such, like,
and.
But you have stuff. Such like feminine soft features that that probably works. Like, you don't look like you're like an angry motorcycle.
That's right. So it always.
Like a little cherub face.
Well, every time I wear stuff like that, I'm like, oh, well, this looks good.
Right.
I mean, and I kind of wish sometimes it didn't. But that's, you know, and that's not my everyday look. But I will say that my everyday look is definitely influenced by that now, because I just kind of know I can reach for something kind of put together and pulled together looking and basic and simple. And that will probably look better on me than anything too frilly or fancy or whatever. So I don't know. I think we're very similar in that way. Although I think you're a little more preppy than me, I think, or something. There's something a little different about our looks.
Yeah, and I think that's the mold I'm always trying to break out of. Like, that's what I always imagine myself, less preppy. And then I end up looking
And then you end up looking totally preppy.
No, I have loved the idea of vintage for a long time. Like, way before there was Pinterest and blogs.
Yeah,
and,
oh yeah, me too.
You know, I grew up in Santa Barbara where there was a good grunge and like vintage scene in the 90s, like all the vintage clothing stores, like where you would search through like old Levi, 501 Levi's, like that were somebody else's, but then they cost like more than the new ones. Like but there was also like cool and cute. And then I lived in like cool Chicago neighborhoods where there was vintage clothing stores. So I have loved that. But again, it's kind of like the thing where I can never pull the trigger quite enough to do the full look, you know?
Yeah. Yes. So the funky, like, and I don't have, and in addition to like the funky, you know, the romantic and flowy and boho and stuff, the funky, the kind of indescribable, I can't really define it, that indefinable funky look.
Yeah.
But I feel like I look like I'm playing dress up when I try to dress that way. I don't have a funky attitude. I don't have any visible piercings. Like, I just nothing. Right. Even when I had cool hair, and my hair is becoming less and less cool by the day, I have to say, because I'm growing it out and it's a disaster right now. But even when I had super short, like funky, cool haircut, it was kind of like the rest of me was going, but I'm really not very funky. Right. I'm just kind of me. That's how I
feel.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about hats. I really wanted one of those like floppy 70s hats. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, totally.
And hats I've tried. My hair's really long right now, so I feel like that would look kind of cute. Like, it wouldn't lose my, it wouldn't like take over because my hair's pretty long too. And I got one at Target, which was a big mistake because it wasn't exactly what I wanted. It was just the closest thing, and it looks more Downton Abbey than like 70s. Oh,
of course. I mean, I tried to wear a fedora once and I looked like some like 70s porn director or something. I mean, it looked terrible on me. And we could do a whole show about hats.
I know. Because I actually
love I've tried hats, so I many
continually
hats.
I genuinely tried them. I have a fedora that I do wear like 80%.
Well, that's such a SoCal look, right? But I mean, I've tried to kind of do that. I'm fair skinned, so I've tried to do the big floppy hat at the beach thing. And I have friends who look fabulous. Like, they have these big floppy hats on and like sunglasses. And long sort of flowing cover-ups. And they look like they just stepped out of like Life magazine from the 50s. And I put it on and I look like a dork. I don't know what it is, but some of us just aren't made to wear hats. But Sarah, we look super cute in a lot of stuff. So we should embrace ourselves.
Embrace and maybe who we are. I'm not sure if there was much helpful advice in this.
No, there was none. This was just us babbling for the last 40
minutes. Go shopping with a friend.
Yeah.
Lose all of the information you got from teen magazines 20 years ago. Yeah. I think that was a recurring theme. And
branch out. Be willing to branch out and try.
Be willing
things.
To branch out. Be willing to spend a little more sometimes.
Yeah. And one other thing. I don't think I ever actually said this in so many words, but I really fell into the mistake of thinking after I lost the baby weight, after I got back in shape, blah blah blah, then I would try to. Mm. Like accentuate my positives or whatever, mm-hmm. like when I knew what they were. Right. And I think that a lot of us, especially people who have multiple kids, or, you know, your body changes and it's probably never going to go back. And so, like, start loving yourself enough now, wherever you are right now, with whatever means you have and whatever time you have and whatever give a crap factor you have. The give a crap factor is a big, is a big variable. But just, you know, you don't have to wait to invest in yourself in that way. It's okay to do it, like, wherever you are right now. So
I like it. I like it. That's a great place to wrap up. Well, we will track down some of the stores and even some of the items that we talked about, since fashion is so visual. And we will put them in the show notes at themomhour.com. That'll be, this is episode 47. So you just look for that, click on it. I will try and find a picture of my really cute t-shirt that I've talked about six times in the last 40 minutes. And maybe some of your recent purchases we can show. And we'll link to some other things as well. So go check out the show notes at themomhour.com and leave us a comment while you're there. Tell us all about your style.
Yeah, we want to hear.
That's all I got.
And tell us all about our own style. If anyone can help us, we'd like to hear it.
Yeah, really. All right. Thanks, everybody.
We'll be back.
Talk to you next week.